Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Wiley Hot here, your resident self-care guru, or at least that's what my mom calls me. Listen, we're living in a world where comparison culture is like the air we breathe, right? It's constant pressure to be winning, hustling, looking flawless all while scrolling through curated feeds that make us feel like absolute normies. No shade, but it's exhausting. That's why today's episode is about something seriously important. Building resilience through self-compassion exercises. I know, sounds a little woo-woo, but trust me, this isn't your grandma's meditation session. This is about learning to chill with yourself, even when life throws you curveballs, because let's be real, it's gonna throw a lot of curveballs. Okay, so picture this. You're failing that exam, you messed up that TikTok collab, or your crush just ghosted you harder than they ghosted the climate crisis. Ever felt like your whole world is crumbling? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Those moments suck, but they don't define you. So how do we bounce back? How do we become those mythical creatures called resilient? Simple. Self-compassion. Treat yourself like that one friend who always has you back, the one who tells you to chill out, orders you pizza, and reminds you that you're freaking awesome even when your internet is down. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-compassion game. 1. Ditch the inner critic. That voice in your head constantly judging your every move. Yeah, that needs a timeout. Seriously, who gave it permission to be so harsh? Replace those negative thoughts with affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I got this. Think of it like upgrading your mental software, except way cooler and less technical. 2. Practice mindfulness. Stop running on autopilot. Take a few minutes each day to just be present. Notice the colors around you, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, smell the delicious pizza I mentioned earlier. It's all about grounding yourself in the here and now, not dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. 3. Be kind to your body. You know those late-night study sessions fueled by instant ramen? Yeah, that's gotta stop. Treat your body like a temple, feed it good stuff, move your body even if it's just dancing to your favorite song, and get enough sleep. You deserve to feel energized and strong, not like you're running on fumes. 4. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect. Even Beyoncé's bad hair day is okay, maybe not, but you get the point. Don't let perfectionism hold you back. Celebrate your wins. Learn from your mistakes, and remember that it's okay to be human, messy, imperfect, and all. 5. Connect with others. With social creatures, Gen Z, reach out to your friends, family, or even that cute barista who always makes you a latte with extra foam. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your successes with others can help you build resilience and feel less alone. Let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You're crushing it on that big presentation at school, but then bam. Your laptop decides to take a spontaneous vacation, it crashes mid-presentation. Disaster, right? But instead of freaking out and letting those negative thoughts spiral, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the suckiness of the situation, and remember that this isn't the end of the world. You ask for a few minutes to regroup, maybe borrow someone's laptop because, let's be real, we all have backup options, and then rock that presentation like the boss you are. D. Self-compassion in action. So remember, Gen Z, building resilience isn't about being superwoman or superman. It's about learning to be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. It's about embracing your imperfections and celebrating your wins, big and small. And hey, if you ever need a virtual high five, hit me up. Alright, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast, leave a review, make it 5 stars because you know I deserve it, and share this with your squad. Remember, self-compassion is your superpower. Own it.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.